Hey, we are going to continue the hour now by talking about a really exciting festival that's coming to Chapel Hill this week, beginning, in fact, today and running through Sunday. It's Film Fest 919, featuring 20 Oscar-contending films and documentaries over 5 days at Silver Spot Cinema, where it always is, and also this year at the Lumina Theater. FilmFest919.com is the website for showtimes, tickets, and details. We are joined in the studio now by the two co-founders of Film Fest 919, Carol Marshall and Randy Emmerman. Carol, Randy, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Exciting day.
Always happy to be here.
It is a very exciting day, and finally here.
What is day one of the festival for you? Because like everyone gets to go to the movies and see these cool films, but you're doing just tons of work behind the scenes, making all of this happen, herding cats, bringing in special guests. Like, what is this day for you?
It's here. No, it's what it's all about. It's exciting. It's thrilling. It's happening. It's here, Carol. Yeah. I mean,
we just do a lot of prep. We get ready for the evening's festivities, and we'll have the director of the opening night film, J.D. Dillard, here in town. The movie is just phenomenal. I mean, when I first saw it, I just walked out of the theater just weeping.
Oh, man.
it was such an emotional story.
It's a happy weeping. Yeah.
And the other thing is just like every day of the festival, but especially opening day, the most important thing is we get to see the community coming to see the films. We get to see the people. We get to see their reactions and happy faces and they're happy it's here.
Yeah. And this is like what's really cool about just the experience of going to the movies in the first place is the fact that you get to commune with other folks who are also sitting in this darkened room focusing exclusively on the movie and you share in that experience. And this festival really celebrates that.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the movie going experience.
Yep. Speaking with Randy Emmerman, Carol Marshall, FilmFest919.com is the website. Go there and find out more. So highlights for folks who don't know. You're talking about J.D. Dillard, who is the director of the opening night film that's going to be screening tonight. He's going to be in town. He's on his way into town even as we speak, right?
Yes, for this. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
If you're listening in the car, J.D., hello.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll just really quickly, we have four foreign films. Mm-hmm. Tell me if I'm wrong. They're actually the submissions from their countries for the Oscars.
Nice.
Kearsage, Close, The Quiet Girl, and Bardo. And then the documentaries, you know,
The documentaries, which also just received Critics' Choice nominations yesterday.
Awesome. Yes.
And all of the documentaries we're showing got nominated, which
nice.
Is fantastic.
Very cool. Yeah, a lot of documentaries this year, which I love. Like
my
some of my favorite
one,
movies.
Goodnight Oppie is
such
a good documentary.
I want to see that.
It was more emotional than I was expecting. Mm-hmm. It's about, you know, opportunity and, you know, when they sent the two robots up to Mars, they were expected to survive for 90 days and it survived for 15 years.
Yeah.
And it shows that journey. It was really emotional, actually.
And I can't pick a favorite because I liked them all.
That's awesome. So I love the films about like the power of human perseverance, but
yes.
The robot is the star, right? Like
yes.
It's such
Absolutely.
A cool way of telling that story.
Absolutely.
Again, Film Fest 919 starts tonight with J.D. Dillard's movie Devotion.
Correct.
Devotion, yeah. That's right. And then running all the way through Sunday. And the last film that's screening is Knives Out 2, right?
Glass Onion.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Super excited about that.
And actually, Devotion just won audience favorite at the Middleburg Film Festival
nice.
This
yeah.
past
Yeah.
weekend.
Very cool.
In fact, speaking of that, also Close, which is one of the foreign submissions, it won the
Hamptons.
Audience Awards at Hamptons. Mm.
What does a film festival like this do for just the surrounding community?
Well, you know, as these festivals grow, first of all, we've talked about it gives the audience a chance to talk about it before anybody
right.
else. But they're huge economic stimulators. You know, as these things grow, we have people that are coming to town, and they will more and more once we have an infrastructure and can afford that. They stay here.
Mm.
They're going to dine out for every meal. And you know what? They love to shop.
Yeah.
You know, I know there's a shop here in U Place that before COVID, she had during the festival her best weekend ever.
Really?
So these things bring people to the communities with disposable incomes also. That's the best way to play it. And the tax dollars, you know, the tax dollars we pay, the tax dollars that people pay. So these are economic stimulators as well as a supreme cultural event.
But it's really all about the movies.
Yeah, no, 100%.
You know, to be able to see some of these movies long before they come out, in some cases months and months, but... You know, some of the documentaries were showing If These Walls Could Sing, which is about the history of Abbey Road and Louis Armstrong's Black and Blues, which he had the forethought to tell his own story and record it throughout his life.
Yeah.
Nice. And you're never going to see those in theaters, right? Yeah.
Oh, no, you will eventually.
No, I mean, everything's coming out in theaters.
Yeah.
But, and again, like Carol's saying, it's going to the movies, and it's this experience. It's coming out and doing something that... you're doing right here. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to get on a plane and go overseas or go somewhere else. It's right here, the same movies.
One of the films that we have is an homage to the theaters, which is Empire of Light, which was just wonderful. Olivia Colman, who's fantastic, Colin Firth, and Michael Ward, who's adorable. Just amazing stories. And a little bit of everything for everybody. You know? We have Armageddon Time, which is... Anthony James. Hopkins and Anne Hathaway and the kid that's in this movie. I don't know his name offhand, but he's got this face that you will just never forget. Oh, it's just wonderful. Yeah. Okay. Documentary Bad Acts, which is about a family who emigrated from Cambodia, you know, during the time of the killing fields and made their home here and how they maneuvered that experience. So
and living through COVID.
Right.
And being, you know, with politically what was happening you know.
And then the two films, you know, that She Said, which is, you know, chronicles the New York Times article that outed Harvey Weinstein, which is phenomenal. I mean, it was so wonderfully done. And Women Talking, which another, you know, serious subject, but it's
eyes wide
they're
open.
So beautifully done. Beautifully done and told.
Speaking with Carol and Randy, the two co-founders of FilmFest 919. FilmFest919.com is the website. It starts tonight with a screening of Devotion. J.D. Dillard is the director. He's in town. He'll be at the screening. It runs through Sunday. Knives Out 2, Glass Onion is the closer. I don't want to give away too much about Devotion and J.D. Dillard because I know he's going to be, I think, coming on with Andrew Stuckey in the afternoon. So tune in to us in the afternoon for that. So as we wrap up, what else should folks know about the festival in general?
We rely on them to come see the movies. Yeah. You know, we survive when they buy tickets.
Yep.
So we encourage everybody to come out and, you know, don't even pay attention if you go online and it says sold out. Come anyway, because inevitably there's always a seat or two available. Yep.
Again, FilmFest919.com is the website. Go there, find out more. It opens tonight. It runs through Sunday at Silver Spot and the Lumina. 20 different films to check out. They're all going to be incredible. So make it the focus of your week. You won't regret it. Carol, Randy, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Aaron.
It's always a pleasure.